Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? One more day, you're building trust in yourself. You're listening to this podcast like you know you should. You decided you wanted to, and here you are again doing it. Good for you. Keep it going. You're building trust in yourself that you actually do what you say. And you are, whether you realize it or not, every time you click on this link on iTunes or skiplacour.com or bodybuilding.com, and you said you wanted to make this a ritual, listen to this podcast. And so you go to it to do what you say you wanted to do. And then, man, that Skip LaCour guy delivered. He's having this podcast every single day, weekends, holidays, whatever. It's building trust in your mind that people do what they say. And if that's been a challenge for you, something I really stress in this podcast, you got to realize, you got to get over that. You got to just learn that you need other people to help you in your pursuit of the life that you really want. So you need to, one, recognize that you need other people. Number two, you need to start learning the skills on how to identify those people who will come through most of the time. You know, you're dealing with human beings. Nobody's going to come through 100% of the time. That's okay. You're strong enough. You're resilient enough. You're flexible enough to bounce back from any time you have any setback where somebody lets you down, whether it's something very traumatic to you, right? Or just some annoying ways that people let you down. You're strong enough because you know that you can find a way to get where you want regardless. You can't just cut off people. All right, so listening to this podcast and clicking the link, and it's there for you every single morning, is just one more step. You're training your brain of how this works. You can't just trust in other people. You know, you have to learn how the skills on influence and persuasion and learning to build rapport, to read people, to figure out their needs. And then most importantly, you add value to their life. You find a way to feel their needs, whatever they may be. What's going on in this guy's head? Okay, what does he need? How can I help him get to what he wants? And we can create this win-win situation. And he can help me get what I want because that's the way life works. All right, so awesome of you to join this podcast again. Now, I know that many of you come to me or you've first heard about me through bodybuilding and training and my muscles and pictures and training routines and all those things. And I understand all that. I hope that you can see that it's this type of mindset that I've had and I continue to develop. I'm going to continue to develop this mindset, the things that I talk to you about, until the day that I die. And it's these type of things that I talk about in this podcast help me create the career that I've had in health and fitness, the following, the level of expertise to be motivating to you and share those strategies with you to win 6 drug-free national championships and all the contests that I won along the way and all the articles and DVDs that I produce that I have distributed in over 63 countries around the world. It's this stuff that I'm talking about. So just realize that, you know, if you're, hey, this isn't about bodybuilding and training. I thought Skip LaCour was going to teach me how to build muscle and lose body fat or the perfect training routine. I am. This is what made me the successful bodybuilder, right? This type of mindset. And now my challenge, what's in front of me is how do I use that same mindset in all areas of my life? For so many years, all I did was focus on how to have the best physique, build that muscle, lose that body fat, learn the training strategies, win the contest, write articles, that whole skill set involved, become a better coach and a teacher. You know, that everything that I knew and I learned from mentors, it was all going towards that goal. That's where I spent my time. That's where I spent my focus little by little and a lot by a lot that way. And that's what I want to talk about during this Morning Connection podcast, is where are you spending your time? And do you really even think about it? And is it leading you to where you want to go? Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, this Morning Connection podcast. Man, this is my labor of love, my passion, to help you in any way I can with my experiences in the past, both good and, as you know, a lot of bad stuff I share with you, because I want you to get it. I'm continuing to work on getting it in life, and I want you to get it sooner rather than later. All right, so thank you for listening to this podcast. There are so many people on the internet, social media, there to give you advice, passionately helping you out, right? And you have taken the time to click this link every single day and listen to my podcast. I appreciate that. I am flattered by that. I take this role very seriously, and I will not let you down. Thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality, most effective bodybuilding supplement and sports nutrition line. Hey, that's what I do when I plop down the microphone, right? And away from the times you might see me plug something on social media, that's what my focus is. I'm using the same focus and attention that it took me to become that six-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder. That's what I'm putting my focus on, to deliver the highest quality, most effective sports nutrition products for you. So whether you're trying to be some big bodybuilder, build muscle, lose body fat to any degree, or just be healthy, you want to invest in Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition products, right? So if you're listening to this on iTunes, you're listening to this on skiplacour.com, you know, go to the links on skiplacour.com, Mass Machine Nutrition, check out the line. And of course, if you're on bodybuilding.com, you're just a couple clicks away from ordering Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. Thank you so much. Hey, I'm getting a few of the intros. I want you, the active, dedicated listeners to the Morning Connection podcast, to send me your intro. You know, it's so easy now. These smartphones are just amazing. Go to your digital recording, right? Just get on there and say, "Good morning. I am Joe Blow. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection." Save it. Email it, skip@skiplacour.com. Boom, it's done, right? I've got a few in already from around the world. I want to keep on collecting those, so we have a whole string of those. So I'm going to give you a prize if I select your Morning Connection intro. And it's just a great way to get everybody involved in this product, this podcast. This is us. This is our thing, right? Two like-minded people taking this time to think about our lives, what we really want. And are we going in the right direction? Sharpening the saw, thinking about our thoughts and our actions and what we really want. So let's go through our discipline, our ritual within this ritual of listening to the Morning Connection podcast, right? You know what the questions are. What was the thing that you did yesterday, right, that impressed you? That impressed you? It doesn't have to be something huge. It's just where you just stepped up. You stepped up a lot, or you stepped up a little, but you push yourself just a little past your normal standards, even though they're very high. You've been putting something off. You showed some abilities that you didn't even realize that you had. What was it yesterday? What was it yesterday that impressed even you? That is how you build confidence. You build confidence by constantly stretching yourself and doing things that really impress you. It's not about other people. It's not about getting praise from other people. You know, posting something on Facebook and getting 1,000 likes, or on Instagram, right? That's not how you build self-esteem and confidence, by getting the approval of other people. It's when you get the approval of yourself, right? It's constantly stretching yourself. Again, it doesn't have to be something huge. A little at a time, something big, something little, something in between. But then the most important thing is you have to realize that you impressed yourself. You have to be looking for those things that impress even you. I'll tell you, if people are coming up to you and say, wow, what you did was totally amazing, right? And you go, oh, golly gee shucks. And you're not playing humble, right? You really, oh, golly gee shucks, golly gee. That's not that big of a deal. I guess that is kind of amazing. That is not good. You know, in this culture, at least in this Western culture, the people who aren't getting what they want in life, or maybe they've convinced themselves that they are, and they're living at a level that's so far under what you would want to live, right? They've kind of brainwashed the people who are movers and shakers, or people who really don't know any different, that if you are totally clueless and don't even know how great you are, how awesome you are, how much your hard work is making a difference or moving you forward, if you are totally clueless to that and you walk around not knowing that, then that's a good thing. You're humble. Oh, wow, what I like about him, he doesn't even know how awesome he is. Man, you might want to really consider that if that's really a compliment. You got to know. You got self-confidence, again, is when you do things that impress yourself. If you intentionally do everything you can to not acknowledge it because you don't want to be cocky, you don't want to offend other people, you know, it's good if you don't realize it. And you're so great and you don't even realize it that people tell you every once in a while. Man, that's, I don't know, that's not a great thing in my opinion. The average people have convinced you. Now, like I said, you know, especially in this bodybuilding and training world, our fitness world, everybody likes to make things black and white, right? It's right or wrong. It's either a 10 on a scale from 1 to 10 or it's a 0. Like, there's nothing in between. And so I'm not saying, hey, what, you tell me to start bragging about everything I do to everybody else and be all cocky? No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that it's either you're cocky or you're totally clueless of all the great things you do. And you don't even walk around with positive, confident body language because you've done so much to repress those thoughts or to acknowledge the things that you want. That's one. It's either that way or you walk around like a big old rooster. Look at me. I'm so awesome and telling everybody about it. You know, there's a lot of shades of gray in between that, right? Either way isn't right. So I hope I can make that perfectly clear, right? So what was that thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? And then did you realize it at the time? God, I'm doing so many little things today that are impressing me. Man, when Skip talks about on the Morning Connection podcast, I don't even know what I'm going to say because there's too many great things that I'm doing today. I'm really impressing myself today. Man, that would be a great state of mind to be in. When you're so indecisive because you're doing so many things that impress you that you can't decide what it's going to be the next day. That's a great place to be, and that's a great mindset to develop. Right, and then what was that cool moment? What was that moment? Again, this isn't something, some achievement, some accomplishment. I guess it could be, but it's just that you sat back and said, you know, man, I live in a great area of town. The people are so nice at the gym that I work out at, or whatever it is. You know, like it could be achievement. You could look in the mirror and see your hard work, fitness. You can say, you know, I really love this TV show. I really get something out of it. I really love spending this time with my girlfriend or my wife. I don't know what it is. It's you just take inventory and you said, wow, this is a cool moment. What was that moment for you yesterday? And did you realize it at the time? And were you battling, wow, I'm having so many cool moments today. I don't know which one I'm going to pick. All right. Man, if you can start actively thinking this way about your achievements, the things that impress you every single day, big, small, everything in between, and all those cool moments at the time, And you're definitely developing an empowering mindset. And so that's why I include this in our morning connection ritual, because I want you to get on to that way of thinking. Enjoy this game, challenge, jigsaw puzzle, combination lock called life, as we're trying to figure it out to live a more fulfilled, a more happy life, whatever that means to us, whatever our values dictate. And then a third part of our daily discipline is, all right, stop and think about it. All right, now, by the time we get to podcast 125, 200, right, this is just going to be something that you can just do so easily. You know, there's that saying that says, everything is hard before it becomes easy. And I can think of so many things from, I don't know, website design or figuring out a computer program, video editing equipment, or whatever it is, how I just thought, man, this is nuclear science. I am never going to get this. Maybe even, you know, doing this podcast and then producing it with the computer program and uploading it. You know, everything is hard before it becomes easy, right? But you got to stick in there, and before you know it, it's just bam, 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 boom, it's done, right? Without even realizing it. What was so hard, it becomes easy if you stick through it. Think about those times for you. And so by the time we get to podcast number 125, and I ask you, okay, what do you want? What do you really want? Okay, stop, think, close your eyes. And just visualize it for a moment, that thing that you really want. No, wait, stop. Before you think about that thing, what do you really want? What do you really want? And see, over time, just taking a moment to stop and think like a discipline, just like, you know, you go to the gym every single day, little by little by little, you get in better shape. And I know we press ourselves and we're never good enough, or to an extent, or we can always become better. So we're always going for that higher level. I understand all that, all right? But we have to say we are looking good. We are looking a lot better. We are putting time and we are getting the benefits out of it, right? Well, as we do this discipline of me asking what you want, you close your eyes, you're thinking about it, you're going to get better and better at it. You're going to really question the things that you picture in your mind. Is that what you really want, or you're kind of settling? You know, what I think will happen, especially if this process is kind of new to you, the things that you think about now, about what you really want, they'll be probably higher. You'll start gaining the confidence, you know what, that's good, but I think I can get more too. So the things that you really want will get more rich, more exciting, maybe even a lot more than what you're saying you want now. And as you close your eyes and kind of visualize that picture, it should become a lot more detailed, a lot more texture and richness, you know, to the picture that you drum up in your head. Maybe details start coming in, right? I got this thing for me that I'm thinking about every time I ask you that question. All right, so take a moment. What is that thing in life that you really want if you could not fail? Man, life is short, right? We got to get everything we can out of it. And man, if this was your last breath on earth, just say 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now, 100 years from now, whatever it is, right? And you look, man, I really am so glad that I was able to have that in my life. And it doesn't have to be a material possession. It doesn't have to necessarily be a body. It doesn't have to be anything. It's just something that you really aspire to, that you really want. All right, so close your eyes for a second. What do you really want? I'm thinking about mine right now. Yeah. All right, it's going to get more clear in time, more rich, more flavor, more dimension, the more you practice it. All right. So, yeah, that's what I want to talk about today is, you know, how little by little the focus that you're putting into this morning connection podcast, it is having, you know, positive results. You know, I posted on my Facebook page about the woman who, with her three kids, and said, "What's your excuse?" Right? And it got so much of a backlash and a lot of compliments from people who saw that on her fitness page. And, you know, I was very interested in the comments on my page. And, you know, people said, well, yeah, they're just haters. They're this, they're that. And I just think it's interesting. Now, here's my opinion on that whole matter, is that that phrase, what's your excuse, very, very common in the bodybuilding and fitness world. What's your excuse? Again, it's a phrase, the memes, you call it, the pictures that go along with it. It's just a way to motivate people in the industry to just, you know, to find a way to get there and work out and be healthy and, you know, get that body you want, stick to your training goals, eat the way you should, whatever, you know. It's just an encouraging meme, right? What's your excuse? See, this is where I think things went wrong for her, is that, you know, usually when they do those memes, it's usually a person with one leg or no legs or no arms or in a wheelchair, or they're, you know, 100 years old, someone with some really overwhelming challenges, and then they find a way to work out. What's your excuse? Now, I don't know if you are like me, but I've got literally thousands of people on my Facebook pages that are involved in fitness, right? And as you know, there's a lot of selfie pictures of their people's great bodies, their great accomplishment themselves on stage, and there's a lot of people who are really, really proud of what they do. And they post pictures of themselves with motivational quotes and things like that. And it's just interesting that phrase, what's your excuse, has been around in this whole bodybuilding and fitness world. And a million people have posted pictures of themselves with their great bodies and their great situations and everything like that. But the two have never merged, or that I know of, until this woman had her great picture of herself and her kids and said, what's your excuse? And it's just interesting is that, you know, I don't see that people, you know, see that. Now, there are a lot of people with great bodies, like on my Facebook page, right? And so I won't even put this about myself, but think about someone that you see on Facebook, Instagram, or whoever, someone who has a great body, right? And they post those pictures of them. And they said, what's your excuse? I mean, most people would see that as obnoxious. And most people would say, well, they would start, I think it's a normal thing to think, well, my situation isn't your situation. And they'd start looking for chinks in that person's armor. And like, well, look at your situation. You have this, this, and this. Again, some people might say that's an excuse, but that they're making and they're hating. The thing about it is, if you're a leader, if you're a fitness, you know, you should know what someone's excuse. You should know what someone's excuse is, number one. And then, if your goal is not to promote yourself and how great you are, right? You already know what their excuse is. You should know. If you're a leader, you should know what their excuse is, right? It's, well, now how do I motivate them in a way that helps them get the results that I want, right? And I just really think that somewhere along the line, it's funny, I don't know if the two have ever been merged before in our fitness industry. Those, like I said, those memes, what's your excuse, have been going on like forever. And on this other hand, everybody's been posting pictures of how awesome their body is. But I think she's maybe have been the first person to merge the two, and without knowing it, offended a lot of people, you know. So anyway, the point though is, and I posted some reactions, well, one reaction on a talk radio show, and Luke Thornton, a buddy of mine in the UK, posted a video from somewhere on the internet and getting some of the reaction from other people. One thing that's interesting to me about in this fitness industry is, on one hand, people know the hard work and determination and not making excuses and finding a way to fit in their workouts and eating right, and, you know, sacrifice of not doing this and go to the gym when they don't want to go to the gym, and to eat the meals when they'd rather eat something else. And that's the product of the hard work, right? They realize that they're putting a lot of effort into it, and they should be respected, that this body just didn't happen. It's a series of choices that they've made. And that's why that person, you, me, whoever, has this body. And they understand all the effort, all the focus, and that should be respected and appreciated. Okay? But then I don't think, you know, that a lot of people in the fitness business, because they're so, and I don't mean fitness business, this whole fitness world, our passion, our hobby, our little section of, you know, people who love this fitness, who really incorporate it into their lives. What I don't think that they realize, because they're so sold that that is the right way to live, it's the right example for others, it's something everybody should aspire to, everybody should admire, that this is the way to live. I think they're so sold on that, right, that there's no other way to live. And that's, you know, how you have a passion, that's how you become amazing at something, is that there's no other way to live. You're just living your truth. You don't constantly question where you're going in life. You are just completely sold. And that's why you're so awesome about it. That's why you just keep on moving forward. That's why people admire and respect you. But I think that, again, the kind of the interesting thing between the two is that I don't think that a lot of people in our industry realize how much focus they're putting into it, and that there are other things that you could be doing with your life. I'm not saying you should. I'm not saying that you should align your values and priorities any differently. But by your own admission, think about it, by your own admission, it's taken a lot of time and energy and effort to have that body that you want. You know, that could go somewhere else in your life, right? I'm not saying you should want to put all that time and energy and effort and priorities and thought and thinking and all that into something else, but it very well could. And you got to think about that if you're not getting the things in life that you really want. If you don't have, I don't know, intimate connection, and that's what you really want. You don't have that house on the hill, and that's what you really want. You want cars or those bank accounts or that security, or how about just the knowledge of other things in life, right? How to quit your job and do what you love for a living. Or if you're doing what you love for a living, taking that up to higher and higher levels. So you're better at it. It provides even more for you and your family and your family's family. If, you know, I know some of you are thinking, that's not important to me, Skip. And that's fine. That's totally fine with me. All right. But all this time and energy and effort that you're spending to have that great body that you didn't just come to you, right? You think about it, you follow through. That could go to other things. And you need to think about that when you don't have the things in life that you really want. Like I said, I think, you know, we in this fitness world, we're so sold that this is the only way to live. This is the best way to live. I don't realize how much energy and effort. You know, there's a lot of times I've joked around with friends of mine. Is that, you know, the amount of time that I spent thinking about bodybuilding and training, I spent at least an hour in the gym forever for all these years. Hell, with all this energy that I spent, I could have found the cure for cancer. And, you know, I say that half jokingly, but I'm telling you, I mean, you know, there's the outliers, right? There's that that book, right, about the, you know, the 10,000 hours towards mastery. I know I put in my hours when it comes to bodybuilding, training, fitness, and explaining it to you in a manner to help you understand the distinctions of what it has, the mindset and actions to have that body that you want. I put in my time. And those 10,000 hours that went into this did not go into other areas of my life. Right. And again, you know, I'm not necessarily regretting anything, but you have to stop and think two things. One is, if you don't have the things in your life, maybe you're not putting a lot of focus and attention to it, or as much as you should, the same amount of focus, intensity, and effort, consistency that you're putting into your body. And the other thing is, just like your body, little by little, that little bit of focus, that hour a day or whatever, you know, it created the level of mastery that you have right now with your fitness, right? And little by little, you can have that in other areas of your life. It's a journey the same way. And I think that's, you know, what the what's your excuse thing, that's where I think it hit a negative chord with so many people, is that I don't think that they don't look at our lives in this bodybuilding and fitness and think that that is a worthy investment of time, the pursuit of abs or looking good, you know, healthy beyond healthy, right? They just don't agree with our values that is a good investment of time. And I have to say to myself is that, you know, that it was a lot of time that I invested to have the body. You are investing a lot of time. And again, it's not to live life by other people's values or conform to the way they think. I mean, this is all about you. And my thing is, man, if you don't have the life that you want, right? If you don't know how to do things, you don't have the skills, the people skills. I mean, you need to realize the amount of effort you're not putting into them, little by little, just like with your body. And if you don't have those things, you need to take a page out of your health and fitness book and think about it, evaluate it, right? You know, I'm not saying so much to create excuses where, you know, you become great at your relationships or your business or your finances that people will say, you'll look at people and you'll go, well, my excuse is I've got this other stuff. I'm not saying that, but you need to realize, and I don't think a lot of people in this fitness world realize how much effort and time goes into their bodies. It could be spent on other things and really improve that overall quality of life. It all goes back to, I want you to continually ask yourself, what's the highest and best use of your time? Is it really, really helping you get to that goal that you really want? All right? You know, so I always think about, hey, all this time that I spend doing this Morning Connection podcast, right? All this time I spend connecting with you and the time that you invest, you know, how are we going to make this worth our time, right? What's this doing to get us closer to our goals? And so I kind of listed some things about what we can get out of this podcast every single day. Stuff I remind you about is, one is that that's trust in you, that you're willing to do what it takes, download systematically this podcast, listen to it every single day, right? Trust in yourself that you decided to do it, and you do it 100% of the time, not 50% of the time, not when you think about it. You put it as a daily discipline, a ritual. So you're building trust in you. You're learning that this Skip LaCour guy who says he's going to do this does it, and so much so, he's convinced you that he's going to come through, so much so that you've made it a part of your life, part of your daily discipline. So if he fails you, your life is going to be messed up. Look, I've been, and that's probably why I'm here today, is I've always been a fan of talk radio. Ever since I remember, like 14 years old, I'd be listening to the radio and different people's opinions through talk radio, right? So I've been a junkie. And I know that feeling when my favorite talk show host, you kind of get addicted to them. Now it's all these podcasts. Podcasts are a little different because you can listen to them anytime. But when my favorite talk show host was on vacation, oh my God, how dare he take a vacation, right? And then they had some repeat of some episodes, and I was a dedicated listener. I just feel like something's missing out of my life because it was part of my ritual to listen to this you know, radio show, this talk radio show, whether it was in the morning, it was an afternoon or an evening one, when they weren't there. And, you know, I understand people go on vacation, but something was missing for me. So I take this seriously because I know if you get in the pattern, you're expecting me to come through. Anyway, so the second thing is you develop that trust in others. Whether you realize it or not, it is developing trust in others. When I come through and you've plan this in your day, you're taking the time to sharpen the saw, so to speak, to not just go, go, go and keep on doing things and hope that it eventually gives you the things in life that you really want. You stop and evaluate, is this the highest and best use of my time? Is there a more effective and efficient way to get from point A to point B than what I'm doing? Let me stop and think about this for a while. You're taking this the time by listening to this Morning Connection podcast to really think about that. Think about life. You're getting the perspective of someone else who is a like-minded individual like you. Maybe I'm a lot further ahead on this journey with the fitness whole thing as you. Maybe you're right there with me, but it's a like-minded person who's taken the time to give you his perspective on life, or you know what he thinks about the "what's your excuse, lady" or whatever, right? Just entertaining other thoughts, whether you agree with them or you don't agree with them, you're stretching your mind to a different opinion, right? I really, as I look back to all the talk radio shows that I listen to, all the podcasts that I continue to listen to, I don't agree with everything that's said, but I love the mental stimulation, and that's what you're getting through this podcast. And not to mention the obvious things that we do when I ask you, what did you do that impressed even you every single day? And you're stopping to think about that, and you're understanding the importance of self-esteem and confidence, and you recognizing the great things that you do and not depending on other people. Asking about the cool moments, stopping and thinking about it, and especially when you go about your day and going, wow, this is the cool moment. You know when it's happening. You know, that's a benefit of listening to this Morning Connection podcast. Me asking you what you want, what you really want. You close your eyes and you know when it's happening. You know, that's a benefit of listening to this Morning Connection podcast. Me asking you what you want, what you really want. You close your eyes and visualizing just for a couple seconds that one thing, right? And then the other thing in this world, with, you know, there's so many people who are connected in so many ways, and at the same time, we're disconnected, right? You are taking the time to just hang out with a like-minded person. So as you have a lot of these same thoughts that I have, sometimes you might think you're an oddball. You're doing it wrong. Maybe you're not around people who have the same values, and they think you're silly or you're wasting your time. And you get to hang around a like-minded person every single day during this Morning Connection podcast, making your journey just a little bit easier, right? So talk about the investment of time. And again, just like with your fitness, doing this every single day, 67 times in a row, 182 times in a row, 212, 500 times in a row, little by little by little, just like your, you know, building your body, that's what this investment of time every single day is doing for you, right? So when you are that even more powerful person, that more confident person, man, the time and energy that you devote, it was so effective. It was so productive in this way. And you need to think about that with everything that you do. So, you know, you may want to just think about what do you do on a continual basis and then write down all the benefits, all right? Or really evaluate if that really truly is a good investment of your time. All that time you spend on Facebook, right? I don't care. I mean, it doesn't matter to me. I'm not saying you should or you shouldn't. I spend, you know, some time on Facebook. I spend a lot of time on Facebook and social media. And so I think about, well, you know, one, it stimulates thought and content for this podcast, which I do every single morning to connect with you, which is part of, you know, my business plan, right? I do marketing and connection through social media. Now, that doesn't mean just because I do it and I thought of a few reasons that that's the highest and best use of my time. But at least I'm thinking about it, right? You need to think about everything you do. And if things change, if there's more effective and efficient ways, you always want to be focused on that outcome because, you know, who knows? You know, there may be a time where I decide, you know, for my life plan, my goals, that doing this Morning Connection podcast every morning, the amount of energy that I invest is not the highest and best use of my time. I mean, who knows? All that time on social media. But at least at this moment, you know, I've taken the time to evaluate it, and that's what we all should be doing with everything that we do. All right? Hey, so that's for our Morning Connection for this morning. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.